You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel, for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Susie Miller, co-founder of Among Friends LLC, a baking mix company focused on providing all-natural health treats. Susie will talk about her company as well as the baking mix industry and about being a mother and an entrepreneur. Susie, welcome to Enterprise Radio here on EPN.
Thank you so much, Eric, and glad to be here.
And we're glad to have you as well. So first of all, let's start out with how did you start your company Among Friends Baking Mixes, and when did that eureka bulb lit up in your head? When did that happen?
You know, it actually was quite a few years ago. We grew our company with our kids, so it was quite slow. So I'd say about 10 years ago, it began over a cup of coffee and a cookie. Lizanne, who is the other co-founder and my very dear friend, and I were conversing and just talking about what moms talk about, you know, yoga poses and how the kids are going to eat healthy treats and how we're going to get the carpool all situated. And my background actually is an artist and illustrator. Lizanne's a writer, so we were always creating things, so that part came easy to us. And we swore that there was a conspiracy out there to addict kids to sugar at the age of two. You know, they're eating yummy baby food and nursing, and then they turn two, and there's nothing but sugar out on the market. So as our kids were getting older, we were so frustrated with the lack of nutritious snacks out there for our own kids. So we decided that we were going to come up with healthy snacks that tasted good. And she's got three kids. I've got three kids. And we each have a bloodhound in our family. They sniff everything before they eat it. And we knew that if we could make, snacks that would pass their taste buds, we'd be on to something. And so I found this really simple oatmeal chocolate chip cookie recipe. And I swapped out the white flour for organic whole wheat pastry flour and organic whole oats, and we snuck in some flaxseed, and we reduced the sugar, and the kids loved them, and we knew we were on to something. And so we had our friends try them, you know, gave them to their kids, and their kids loved them. So we literally started selling them in a clear bag so they could see these awesome ingredients, and they were $5, and they made quite a bit of cookies, and it really grew from there.
I like that, the clear bag. That's a creative, simple approach, and it certainly did do well for you. Now, the baking mix and prepared food production industry in the U.S. is really huge. If you can believe it, it's valued at $22 billion. How does Among Friends stand out in the industry, and tell us the advantages in a highly saturated and competitive market?
Well, you know, first of all, Among Friends baking mixes are always and forever whole grain. That is a huge difference. We have a saying at Among Friends that friends don't let friends eat white flour. It's catchy and it's fun, but what it really means is that we're trying to get others to understand what whole grains really are. You know, whether it's oats, barley, or wheat, it contains every part of the grain, like the bran's the outer shell that houses the seed, that it's rich in fiber, B vitamins, and other minerals. The middle layer contains carbs and proteins, and the inner germ provides that nutrition for the seed, and it's just quite a bit of nutrition. We never use anything besides whole grains, and we also use the same approach with our gluten-free mixes. We don't use any white stuff, no gums or fillers or starches. And for years, many brands were touting whole grains. They weren't whole grains. They were just part of the whole grain, a smidgen of it back into the white stuff. And so we always tell people to check the first ingredient. And for us, it's always been about taste, texture, and nutrition. We know this is not kale, you know, but if you're going to have a snack, why not get some nutrition?
Yeah, well said. Now, how about telling our listeners what is behind the uniquely named Among Friends line of baking mixes, and how does each differ from the other?
Well, I remember trying to come up with a name. Lizanne, being the writer, was coming up with lots of fun ideas, and she thought it would be really fun to name every mix after a friend or loved one and have a story on the back that everyone could relate to. You know, there's something about sitting around a table and food brings people together. And we wanted to make it easy for people, other people, to get back in their kitchen using our mixes. So the very first mix is the, of course, the Susie Q. It's named after me, the oatmeal chocolate chip cookie mix. And that's still the number one seller so far. From there, we had used an organic spelt as the base and organic whole oats. We've got an oatmeal raisin cookie mix named after her son, Evan. It's delicious. The next one was a fruit crisp topping named after Lizanne's really good friend, Trish. It's absolutely amazing. It goes with any kind of fruit, fresh or frozen. And then we just started having to kind of decide which kid was going to be named, you know, which mix would be named after which kid. And so Evan was Lizanne's oldest. CJ, my son, is we've got a double chocolate cookie mix that's actually gluten-free. And our friend Phil, who kind of inspired the gluten-free initially, we've got a chocolate cranberry coconut that's gluten-free and a molasses ginger cookie mix named after Shane, Lizanne's middle son, who's extremely picky. So those are our original six mixes.
Today we are joined by Susie Miller, co-founder of Among Friends LLC, a baking mix company focused on providing all-natural healthy treats here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, which ones are the newly launched baking mixes, and what new products should we expect soon, or should I say in the oven?
Well, we've got three brand new ones. You know, I had so many people. I've been doing demos for quite a while, over 250 actually, and met so many different kinds of people in the various stores. And there were quite a few requests for cakes and brownie. I mean, chocolate definitely rules in this country, and I understand that, being a chocolate lover myself. So we've got a brand new gluten-free chocolate cake, which actually was in the chosen as the top six gluten-free finds at Expo West. And that is named after my daughter, Olivia, the other bloodhound. It's absolutely delicious and much lower in sugar and carbs. And it's gluten-free, like I said. Then we've got two whole wheat, Francie's, who is my youngest, Francie's deep fudgy chocolate brownie. Absolutely delicious. And lastly, Jerry, who is Lizanne's husband, we've got this unique jam bar mix. It's so cool because it's very easy to make. You literally just mix it up, take half of it, put that in the bottom of the pan and use any kind of jam, spread that out, and then put the rest of the mixture on top, and you've got some jam bars. And they make a great treat as well as a wonderful breakfast. And in terms of new products, you know, we're always working on new products. That's the easy part for us anyway. So we'll have more coming out.
And as a mom entrepreneur or mompreneur, what advice can you share with other moms out there who are thinking of starting their own business too?
Well, you know, I have been an entrepreneur my entire life. I think that most entrepreneurs are kind of born that way, but I'm just going from my experience. Because from a very young age, I said I'd always have my own business. You just kind of have a mindset, and it doesn't just take hard work and determination. You have to do homework and make sure that you have a marketable product so that you're not wasting your time and everybody else's time and money as well, because that's so important. It's also important to surround yourself with the right people. We were smart enough to know what we were good at and what we're not good at. You know, so asking questions and be prepared certainly for ups and downs, because those are just, it's just the way that it goes. So if you stay focused and on the goal, and that doesn't mean being stubborn, because you have to be open to new ideas. I think anybody can be successful.
Good advice. How about inviting our listeners, if you would, to check out your website as well as your social media channels, and where can they do that?
AmongFriendsBakingMixes.com. It's kind of long, but it's easy to remember. So www.AmongFriendsBakingMixes.com. And from the website, you can click onto our Facebook and Twitter and all the other social media.
Well, thank you so much, Susie, for joining us today here on the show, and we certainly look forward to hearing more from Among Friends Baking Mixes in the years to come.
Thank you so much, Eric. It was nice to talk to you.
Certainly was, and you have yourself a good day. We've been speaking with Susie Miller, co-founder of Among Friends LLC, a baking mix company focused on providing all-natural, healthy treats. And once again, the website of reference is AmongFriendsBakingMixes.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.